You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Candy. The big story at the North American International Auto Show this year is big vehicles. Yep, they're looking at the trucks, the SUVs, and the crossovers that American buyers want. And that leads to questions about fuel economy standards and whether automakers are pressuring the Trump administration to backtrack on strict rules set by the Obama administration. Top environmental groups say Ford is part of that effort. Bill Ford says not so. He says Ford is committing to spend $11 billion by 2022 to develop partially or fully electrified vehicles.
We're all in now. And I think the only question is, will the customers be there with us? And we believe that they can and will be.
Those fuel economy standards could be weakened by the EPA and by bills introduced in the House and Senate. And my next guest says, well, that's not what drivers want. And automakers are proving they can meet the tough mileage and emission standards faster and more affordably than anyone predicted. John German is a senior fellow at the International Council on Clean Transportation. It's the nonprofit research group that discovered Volkswagen had been cheating on its diesel emission test for years. John German, welcome. Good to have you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So what is it Americans want, John, when it comes to fuel economy?
Americans want better fuel economy. There's 10, 20% of the customers who truly don't care. But most customers want better fuel economy. The problem is that there's lots of things that they want in their new vehicles. And so you have a certain number of customers that it is actually their primary consideration. That's especially true for people who buy small and expensive vehicles. They're looking for all the efficiencies. But for most people, it's kind of like, yeah, give me more fuel economy in addition to everything else. That's what they want.
So let's get everybody on the same page about these fuel economy standards we're talking about here. So they cover fuel efficiency through model year 2025?
That is correct. And part of the complication is that we have NHTSA, National Highway and Traffic Safety Association, establishing fuel economy standards, and EPA establishing CO2 standards, and California has its own separate CO2 standards for Californian states that adopt requirements. And so this has been kind of a balancing act with all three organizations trying to harmonize their requirements.
And when were the standards begun? What's the go point here?
Right. This was a large negotiation between CARB, EPA, NHTSA, and the auto manufacturers. And this was done back in 2010 to 2012 timeframe. So the analyses in support of the 2025 standards were done in 2012. And this is precisely why my position is that it's actually a lot easier to meet the standards than people thought, because there's a whole slew of new technologies that have come to the market in the last 5 years that weren't even considered when they set the standards.
Were they spurred by the standards?
Yes, to a large degree. There's no question that the standards have accelerated the rate of technology development. But the other big piece of it is computers. People look at the internal combustion engine and they say, this is 125-year-old technology. It's tapped out. It's inefficient. We got to move to something else. But computer simulations, computer-aided design, onboard computer controls are opening up things that were never possible before. And in fact, we're in a period of unprecedented technology development.
And so as you at the International Council on Clean Transportation do independent checks of cars and trucks and that, what are you learning about? Well, it's clear, as you say, that the automakers and suppliers are doing a good job in coming up with the technology to meet the standards. And what was your comment to me about the Bill Ford saying, hey, we're sinking in $11 billion to get into partially or fully electrified vehicles?
Well, I mean, it's great that the industry is moving towards electrified vehicles, and they're certainly going to need them in the long run. But this conventional technology development is coming so fast that they can meet the 2025 standards without a single electric vehicle.
So what's behind the push from the Trump administration and also in Congress to soften these standards?
Let me address on the manufacturer side, because I spent about 10 years each working at Chrysler and Honda. Mm-hmm. And manufacturers are incredibly risk-averse. This is an industry where Toyota mislocated the accelerator pedal by less than an inch and cost them billions of dollars. And so their mindset, you just don't count on anything unless it's developed, proven in low-volume pilot production, and then you say, okay, maybe this will work. So all these new technologies are coming. They're coming very, very fast. Different manufacturers are producing different technologies. And so an individual manufacturer looks at this as well yeah, maybe that'll work, but I don't know. I haven't put it on my vehicle yet. I haven't looked at it. And so they want some flexibility. The other factor that's affected this is the drop in fuel prices. And there's no question that it has affected customers' willingness to pay for the technologies. And manufacturers are concerned about that too. And the technologies to comply with these standards are not cheap. We're talking probably something over $1,000 per vehicle. But the fuel savings are 3 to 4 times larger than the cost. And so the fuel savings will pay back the cost in just 2 or 3 years. And so the customers are not balking at the technologies. They see the fuel economy benefits, and they are willing to pay it.
So they want this. They want the fuel economy benefits.
Well, if you look at all the attributes on a vehicle and all the things customers want mm-hmm. with performance and handling and ride and all this stuff, fuel economy is one of the top 20. And so it's not – most customers, it's not something that they – is a make-or-break decision on buying a vehicle. And so it's not that the customers are out there clamoring for these high fuel economy vehicles, but neither are they objecting to them.
So I guess do you think the response – that what we're seeing with automakers like Ford already moving toward higher fuel economy standards and alternatives to the combustion engine, and you say – certainly some of that is in response to the stricter standards. There's also consumer demand in there as well.
Yeah, that's correct. The other thing to keep in mind is that California is already working on 2030 and 2035 requirements. And they have a ZEV program, a zero emission vehicle program, which is going to mandate a certain number of electric vehicles. And that's already in process. So the manufacturers, they're developing plans to respond to that. And so I don't want it to say yeah. that the manufacturers, you know, aren't being truthful on this. They are doing these things. They are, and they are going to need them. They just don't need them for 2025. That's
okay.
all.
Would they be doing these things if these standards get rolled back?
They would not be doing anything near as much. One of the things I did when I was at Honda, I went back and looked at the rate of technology improvement because we went through a 20-year period where there's no increase in the standards. But the actual efficiency of the vehicle still increased by about roughly 1.5% per year. The improvements were put into better performance and more weight on the vehicles, more features. The fuel economy didn't actually improve, but it's still efficiency improvements in the powertrain. Well, the standards are kicking it up to more like 4% per year. So that's what the standards are doing. It's not that this wouldn't have happened without them, but they are definitely accelerating the rate.
Certainly, we've seen a track record in the past year of a pretty earnest attempt by the Trump administration to unwind edicts from the Obama administration. Do you feel like a voice crying in the wilderness? I mean, do you feel like this is it's going to happen no matter what you say?
Yeah, that's. I don't think there's much question that there's going to be some kind of rollback in the standards. And it's really hard to know how much it will be because the manufacturers are not speaking with one voice on this. You have Fiat Chrysler, who is having more difficulty complying, and the other manufacturers being more vocal about it. Other manufacturers really aren't saying anything and kind of letting their industry associations carry the load on this. So that's one of the complications in really knowing, because there is no unified voice in the manufacturers asking for this is what we want.
And what do you think the ultimate result of that will be?
I do believe that the standards are going to be rolled back. Now, the number may not change, okay? Yeah, they might keep the same numbers, but say, well, but you don't have to meet it until 2026 or 2027 instead of 2025. I think it's highly unlikely the number will actually change. So some kind of rollback along those lines, I think, is almost certainly going to happen. And it's a shame because it's truly not needed. There's so much technology coming.
John German is a senior fellow at the International Council on Clean Transportation. John, thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.